Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Apple sharply denies the allegations today and promising to fight back. The reason? The Justice Department announcing a huge antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones that boxes out competitors and stifles innovation. Suit alleges Apple uses the control over the iPhone to engage in, quote, illegal course of conduct. Sales of previously occupied homes rising in January from the previous month to the strongest pace in about a year, as home buyers were encouraged somewhat by a modest pullback in mortgage rates. Russia has fired at least 31 missiles into the capital of Ukraine overnight. At least 13 people, many of them civilians, have been hurt. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898. And you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The annual Buy Alabama's Best campaign kicked off Wednesday. The campaign is designed to make consumers aware of what products are made in the state, and it will run throughout the year. Buy Alabama's Best consists of over 50 companies that are either headquartered in Alabama or produce products in our state. Teacher-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity would be banned in public schools, and displaying pride flags in classrooms would be prohibited under legislation lawmakers advanced in Alabama on Wednesday. The House Education Policy Committee approved the bill after a short discussion. The Prattville City Council has approved almost $4 million for a joint training facility for the city's fire and police departments. The 18,000-square-foot facility will be built on the grounds of the current Stanley Gann training site near the intersection of U.S. 82 and Alabama 14. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk,
I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
If you hop on the live stream, folks, if, you know, maybe you're bored at work,
yeah,
you can join the chat.
Oh, yeah.
And the chat has been active today, and this is what I get for talking my personal life. The Romex Angler says, I say whichever one is not related to you, but you are probably going to get screwed either way. That's in response to Gumptown John, who asks, would you rather deal with a corrupt capitalist or corrupt socialist? Probably a corrupt capitalist.
Yep.
Yeah, because human beings, corruption's always going to be a thing. And Romex Angler, I guess he was referring when Secretary of State Wes Allen was in here. Joey, do you see how much class a nice suit can bring to the show? It's about time you go shopping.
I had suits.
Only one nice one at this point.
Maybe we ought to look back into those matching outfits we looked at earlier last week.
And Kim Maton says, as it should be, Gumtown John, Joey needs to suit up. Kim saying again, very important. Romex Angler saying, I'm not sure why he doesn't wear one now and then. Maybe his shape makes it difficult to find a suit that fits. That's just mean-spirited. Gumtown John says, it's like an amorphous blob shape, so it's somewhat difficult to. Well, if he doesn't do some changing, says Romex Angler, then he'll end up wearing coveralls everywhere. What's wrong with that?
I look forward to the day when I can honestly wear nothing but coveralls and some underwear.
It's like built-in suspenders.
Acceptable.
Yeah. Romex Angler goes on. Maybe Dickies will get him to cut some ads. I'm Joey Clark. Let me do the ad, actually. I'm Joey Clark. I switch to coveralls for comfort and convenience. They are the adult onesie that you can wear anywhere.
They are the onesie.
Ah, yes, the return of one half of the McGuire twins. You know the famous photo of two morbidly obese twins on a motorcycle? Good God! What is in the water today?
This is why you don't mess with the chat.
Romax says, I'm going to have to look that one up, but he's beating the hell out of anorexia. Oh, my gosh. Well, there are other sorts of eating disorders.
Are there?
Yes. I think we're both aware of that.
Badassness?
Do you ever binge in the middle of the night?
I don't know. What were you doing last night about 1 o'clock?
Well, that wasn't that late.
No, that was me.
Yeah.
Something in the fridge. Oh, it's me.
Right. Well, we'll see where all this goes. In a second, you found this clip. I found this clip where John Kennedy, Senator Kennedy,
with Mr. Tasty Waves?
Yeah, dude. There's some hearing they did, committee hearing. Sheldon Whitehouse looks like a fart sniffer.
Yeah.
Put it together. It was on climate change and how the snow was melting too quick or something in Alaska. And they invited this guy who's clearly a kid.
Yeah.
He's an Olympic athlete. He probably is incredibly talented. An Olympic cross country skier.
But brain ain't one of them.
Well, he's just, do you remember being that young?
Yeah.
Like, even the smart ones that young are usually kind of dumb.
Well, at least he's honest about it.
Yeah.
Several times he's very
honest. Young, dumb, and full of ideas.
Yep.
Let's go to Biloxi Gambler before we get to that. Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Okay, on the absentee ballot.
Yes, sir.
If you can contact Wes Allen, Joey, since you set the interview up, and I got to be very careful here, okay? But on the absentee ballots, a lot of that could be stopped from his office. If they will send 45, 50, 60 absentee ballots to the exact same address. And this is to a single-wide mobile home that's two people live in. Not just for that, but on that entire street, all of a sudden, they get all these absentee ballots. Now, the current postmaster is not involved. Let me just be clear about that. But it was reported, because I know a little bit about this. It was reported to a postmaster. Well, the post office don't get involved in that. Deliver them. Because it came to me. You know, I was a union guy. And I said, well, follow management's instructions. So they got delivered, of course, not only to that truck, but because it was shown to me. It's a whole street, and I know the road. And these people have never lived there, never gotten a piece of mail there, but they got an absentee ballot. Okay. Well,
and before you get going, what year, what time period are we talking?
Wait a second. I'm trying to tell you. All right. So nothing was done. At that time, I took it on to me, and I reported it to OIG, Office of Inspector General. Well, that's not what they cover. I reported it to the postal inspectors. That's not what they do. I reported it to the Board of Registrars. Well, if they got a ballot, they've got, fill out the ID and all that kind of stuff. It's got to be notarized. So they don't get involved. Reported it to the Secretary of State. Now, this is several Secretary of States as I go through this story. All right, so that postmaster retires. Get a new postmaster. Okay, maybe we got a chance here. No. It was reported to that postmaster. Same thing going on. That postmaster retired. Got another postmaster. That postmaster transferred to another office. That's three postmasters. And each time, it was all left OIG and postal inspectors out.
Mm-hmm.
Just Board of Registrars, they don't care. The Secretary of State's office, they didn't get back with you. So, and this was years ago. We just quit reporting. Just give it to them. That's just something that's done. And these aren't presidential elections. Every year they get them. Which it doesn't matter on the presidential anyway. But where it does matter is like your school board and your local elections. And they load them up. They could stop that by going, wait a minute, that same address is getting 35 different names to it.
Right.
How big is that house?
Right.
Because the post office ain't going to get involved. And it's not that's not their job. If you mail it, it's delivered.
Well, this is why I was asking, how many years ago is this?
It's been for many years.
Like a decade?
Oh, more than a decade.
Okay. No, and there have been some changes.
Wait. No. I mean, it was up till 3 years ago, but it's been going on 16, 17 years that I know of, yeah.
Well, and that's partly what Wes was talking about, is they're cleaning up a lot of those voter rolls. So a lot of that would show up in the rolls, like if one address has all these different things.
That's what the Board of Registrars says. That's what, you know, that's what every, that's the excuse everybody uses. Nobody does anything about it. But anyway, but if it'd be easy if they were to go, there's an awful lot of names going to the same address. But anyway, I don't know what's going on now. I've been gone for years, and I know it's, you know, so that's why I say the last postmaster I know that was involved is no longer there either. So, but anyway.
Well, and this brand new Avid system that he's built up is part of that, is to look into things like that. And I would, if you ever see it, like next, you know, week or in the coming months, contact the Secretary of State directly.
Oh well, I don't know. I won't see it. I won't ever know about it. No. I mean, I'm long gone.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't. I'm just telling you some.
Sure.
What has gone on in Alabama for? Well, it went on for 28 years. I've been gone what, four? So anyway. All right, dude. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yeah. It's always interesting, the play in the joints, how you set up the system. It's like a sport, but half of the sport is deciding what the rules will be before we actually play the daggum game. And you see this from time to time in, what, baseball? Didn't they put in, like, a pitch clock?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, when you can't stand outside. Remember Nomar Garciaparra? He'd sit there and fiddle with his gloves for, like, 2 minutes?
Yes.
Like, just to mess with pitchers' heads?
The problem is they set the rules for honest people. And it ain't honest people that are operating. It's set up so if you do this honestly, we don't have to worry about you screwing over everybody.
Right.
But as soon as some people get it, well, I won't say as soon as some, when they get there, they start looking to how can we work this system.
Now, there's been a lot of talk on these airwaves and conservative media and all of, about things like critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get into like critical legal studies that started by Derek Bell, there is some overlap that I agree with. And I agree in this sense, that you can have rules that appear objective.
Yeah.
And rules that appear like they're on the up and up. The rules are the rules, and these are outsold. But those rules are often built for particular entrenched interest. Because, and they're fine to do objective because they'll know they'll never be unseated with those rules in place. So sometimes what looks and appears great can be a way to keep somebody down. And you see this often in the legal system right now, the rule of law nationally. Yeah, because we clearly have like one standard of rule of law. Everybody's equal in the eyes of the law, right, America?
Joey, I don't know.
Yeah, give me a break.
Supposed to be, though.
Right. Now, I'm not saying people should just always compete using for power, rigging the rules in their favor in particular. I think you can at least grope towards something like objective rules and objective wisdom.
Okay.
But I don't want to throw that out. But yeah, it is sometimes good to look under the hood. On appearances, it can be still something that, well, creates really bad outcomes. And I just find that fascinating, that sometimes we rely way too much on, well, the authority said so it's got to be right. It's like, I think we need to have mechanisms where every authority is challenged, where what's authoritative is actual ideas and content, not just who's sitting there. And who's deciding the rules? 272-9228. Actually, I'd recommend a book if y'all like to read. It's called Anarchy in the Law. And a lot of it's by philosophers, political philosophers, legal professors. There's a guy, I believe is a law school professor at Georgetown named John Hasnas. And he has an amazing essay called The Myth of the Rule of Law. And it's a freaking brilliant essay, and it walks you through exactly what, it's a provocative title, but exactly what he means by that. And I think he's got a damn good point. The long and short of it is that judges, anybody in the legal profession, you can make a ruling based on a given principle.
Mm-hmm.
So the example he gives is, one of the examples he gives, say it's an old lady, and she gets roped into paying this like fitness instructor $30,000 for classes he knows she ain't going to actually get through or take. And so it goes to court, a lawsuit happens. And one judge thinks, well, the point of the law is to where we can uphold contracts. The backbone of the law is the contract. The other judge, and that's a sound principle, and you follow the logic, and you say, no, you signed the contract, didn't you?
Right.
Were you within your wits when you signed the contract? Then you have another judge say, no, the point of us here, and the law is to make things fair, and that's what justice is. And this guy clearly ripped her off. And from that principle, you can start to make better logic and come to a completely different outcome. Who's right? Both of them are kind of right. And that's the problem, is, and this is why you should have a competitive system, because at the end of the day, as much as we grope towards something objective that we can uphold, it's very tough to actually do.
True.
Can't trust systems too much.
No.
But you can...
honest people, and we ain't honest.
Yeah. 272-9228. Hey, how about this? Let's hit a break, reset, and we'll get back to this guy who, this poor kid. We'll play it, folks. We'll have it up on the stream.
Okay.
It's John Kennedy in rare form. It's kind of like a cat playing with a mouse. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, this kid is out of his depth.
Do you think that kid knew who John Kennedy was before he got there?
No.
You think he know who he is now?
Right. No, and I bet Kennedy wouldn't talk to him after the
era. I hope so. Well,
knowing how Kennedy is.
Yeah. But he should have went and talked to the people that brought him and said, why'd you bring this? Why did y'all?
No, that's essentially what he does in the actual hearing. Like, kind of making fun of Sheldon Whitehouse, who deserves to be made fun of. The last time I remember Sheldon Whitehouse is when Attorney General here from Alabama, Steve Marshall, was up there. And Whitehouse was trying to get him to say, did Joe Biden win the election? And Marshall just kept saying back, he is the president of the United States. Yes, sir. No, did he win the election?
Say the words.
He is the president of the United States, sir.
Say the words.
It's like, Sheldon. Calm down. But we'll get to the guy who wants to just ride those tasty slopes in just a moment. But first, as part of the program, brought to you by Cole Plumbing, James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. They're ready to help you with any plumbing problems. Could be simple ones like a clogged drain or low water pressure, some like tree root invasion. That can happen.
Yes, it can.
Especially if you've been in a house a long time. You're like, oh, the trees are growing taller. It also means their root networks are probably growing bigger. Underneath the ground there. You don't want that invading into your plumbing and your pipes. But, of course, maybe you have an emergency, like a burst pipe inside or outside your home. Cole Plumbing has proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with minimal discomfort to you and your home to get in there and solve that problem with precision and expertise. It means they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall or, you know, with a burst pipe, you might have some damage there, but they're not going to have to tear out more,
right,
so to speak. And they're not going to have to dig a trench. Sometimes people can't find the actual leak without doing something like that. Not with Cole Plumbing. With precision and expertise, they can solve that. Or it could be you don't really have a problem per se. Well, your problem is you want to have nicer things. You want to upgrade. So you go to a tankless water heater system.
Good system.
Maybe you want to install a taller toilet or a bidet even. You get real fancy.
Yeah.
Like one of those Japanese toilets.
Oh, with a warm seat.
Remember the South Park episode?
Yes, I do.
I want to get that some of that music. It sounds, even if I don't get the full on toilet, it sounds soothing to have in the bathroom.
Very soothing.
Mm-hmm. Cole Plumbing can help you with all of your plumbing needs, folks, is the point. You can check them out today. You can go to coleplumbing.com or give them a call at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And as promised, this is, again, one of our favorites is John Kennedy up there. I'm not even talking about policy, probably on a different side of a lot of things than Senator Kennedy, but he does some damn good political theater, especially in Q&As at committees. So this is the Senate Budget Committee holding a hearing on the nature of climate costs.
All right.
The nature, I think Senator Brett's on that committee too. The nature of climate costs.
Scam, folks.
So let's listen in.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Vice Chairman. Mr. Schumacher, welcome. You were, who invited you here today?
I came with Protect Our Winters.
Right. But you're here on behalf of the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm here on behalf of the outdoor.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there, so if you're watching the stream, you can actually get a good look at this kid.
Nice looking young man, though.
Yeah, he's got the long locks.
That doesn't look very Alaskan, I gotta be honest, but nice looking young
man. So he's from Alaska.
Yeah.
What do you guess? He's what, 19, 18, 19, 20?
Yeah, 18 or 19, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I hope he's not 20 yet.
Because he does look like right out of a surfer movie.
He does.
And some tasty waves,
what's up,
man.
What's
up, dude? Or you ever seen the show Letterkenny?
Yes.
Remember the Workout Bros?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he reminds me of some of those. And
he does.
Apparently, definitely. He is accomplished. The kid's got work ethic. He's an Olympian. Cross-country skier.
Yeah.
Which, that's the where they're, like, really plowing.
Like
and
running in the snow. But with skis on, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot
with
right
the
there.
Snot frozen to your face.
Yeah. So, Kennedy, the Democrats brought this guy as a witness, an expert, to talk about climate cost in front of the banking committee.
What were they thinking?
So let's keep going.
Enthusiasts around America.
Okay. You were contacted by Senator Whitehouse's staff.
I personally came with Protect Our Winters, so I don't know
personally.
How that went.
Okay.
what is carbon dioxide?
Dude.
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
this poor kid. Why would they put him in this? No, he's not wrong. I went to high school, man.
Dude, it's gas.
I mean, love. It's love that's what it's all about, man. Some hitting the slopes. Let's keep going.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but
You want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay.
Say the old man.
This poor kid. Well, I'm here as an expert cross-country skier.
Cross-country skier, dude. What's up?
And I see the landscape changing, brah. Let's keep going.
I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
Well, you said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing...
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't know.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right, but it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think okay. I would.
If we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Well, when my colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, I always check out the background of our witnesses. Because I like to know who I'm talking to. I checked yours out, Mr. Schumacher.
Oh, no.
Senator
Kennedy. Senator Kennedy, you cannot go to the social media accounts of a teenager who likes to ski.
You want to see if he's qualified, Joey.
No, don't be reading the tweets of some teenager, Senator Kennedy. Again, this isn't like an environmental board or committee.
Right.
This is the banking committee to talk about the cost of climate change, the nature of climate costs. But, Kennedy, don't do it. Don't, no!
As I evaluate your testimony, on June 8th, 2020...
No, don't do it.
Oh, boy.
You tweeted, I'm going to quote...
Oh, no.
The war on drugs was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. End quote. The war on drugs, you said, was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. Who intentionally created the war on drugs to put black people in jail? Who were you talking about?
I don't remember typing that.
You don't?
No.
It's on your Twitter feed.
Maybe a retweet. I don't know.
It's a retweet. It shows your support. Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Actually, Senator, I retweeted it ironically.
But it's not the topic of this conversation.
Right, but it has to do with, you're here giving us advice, and I just kind of like to know a little bit more about your
point. Yeah, I'm here as an athlete giving you
my does that mean?
Story
nice to be working
and
out.
What I've okay. seen in my
on August 27th of 2020, you tweeted this, quote, I'm going to quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service," and that's what this is. "Abolish the police in favor of that new service," end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
That's... You don't want to address it. Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets.
Oh, no.
On August 26, 2020,
one more.
You tweeted, there's a picture. I'm not going to describe the picture, but you said, quote, your words, not mine. It's on your Twitter feed. Quote, "This is what systemic racism looks like. The Los Angeles Police Department is literally policing only the Black Lives Matter side," end quote. What'd you mean by that?
This is still off topic.
No, it's not. You're here as an expert telling us, advising us, and I'm asking you about your background.
I'm here as an athlete to talk about the effects of climate change on my sport.
Yeah, if you're going to bring props to Washington, D.C., don't let them talk.
Right.
Goodness gracious. So that might have been worse than Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
However, thing that bothers me, we paid for all that.
Yeah.
He ain't staying at the Motel 6 either. Guaranteed.
No.
And I've met many cross-country skiers. I never met one that was more like a snowboarder in my life than that guy. Most cross-country skiers are pretty serious athletes. I mean, they're just...
Right.
Yeah, that dude's like a snowboarder. Total, which is fine, but...
Yeah.
That dude... Crusty waves.
This part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. And of course, at Dillon Rings, they are a full service jewelry shop, and they're getting some upgrades. That's looking... You sent me some photos?
Yeah, it's looking sharp in there.
Looking great. Now, the jewelry has always looked great. Like when you go in there and look into the jewelry cases?
Yes.
Beautiful selection from high-end stuff. Especially, you know, you're going to pop the big question. What about a unique engagement ring?
Heck yeah.
They got stuff like that there, Dillon Rings.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you give a girl an engagement ring, and she goes and shows her friend, and her friend says, ooh, I got the same one.
And it tis the season.
Right.
Like, we're kind of after Valentine's Day, so guys probably did that feint, where it's like you give a gift that kind of is a small box, yep. But it was like a necklace or something. It's still a gift.
Fake, yeah.
But then now, like, she's a little mad, even though she's happy, which is... I'm learning a very real emotion. I hate you, but I love you.
Right.
And so now you're going to pop the big question after leading her around. Well, that could be Dillon Rings as a spot. Get a unique top-of-the-line engagement ring. Or it could be, ladies, you're looking for everyday jewelry. So when you go out in the town to have some fun or go to the beach or go to the lake or something, you still want to look great. But if it gets a little messed up or if you lose something, it's not going to break your heart too much.
All right.
They have that from the everyday jewelry to the high end there at Dillon Rings. And of course, full service, we also mean they'll do appraisals. They'll do repairs like stone resettings. They'll do spa treatments. Don't you feel refreshed when you come back from the spa?
But of course.
Well, your jewelry will feel that way too. Or custom design. We'll tell you a little bit more about custom design later in the program. But y'all get by Dillon Rings once they reopen. Again, they're closed this week for renovations. The store is looking fantastic. The process is going well. You got to go see it when they reopen next week. Right there at 119 Brown Springs Road. And if you want a window shop from home for the time being, you can always go to the Book of Faces or Instagram and just search Dillon Rings or go to Dillon Rings. newstalk93.com. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie, those fellows on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
In the afternoon. Now, when I saw this particular headline, Eddie, I just kind of had to start shaking my head.
Oh, boy.
But it's, here's the deal, though, not real.
Oh. Babylon Bee?
It is the Babylon Bee.
At least you're better than me. I got suckered in by that AOC account on Twitter you pointed out to me was right. Not real.
Yeah, but so again, this is the Bee, not the bee.
Not the bee.
This is the Babylon Bee saying, Mexico begins constructing wall to keep illegal immigrants from coming back.
What's wrong with that?
It's pretty good right
there.
It's
a good one.
Pretty good.
It's a good one.
As the debate in the United States continued to rage over the ongoing migrant crisis along the southern border, Mexico announced plans to begin construction on a wall to keep illegal immigrants from coming back. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the Bee does have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
Now, this other one is, the DOJ is warning a particular January 6th defendant, Anthony Williams. They're warning him, hey, don't pursue the current appeal you're going through. So here's the deal. The DOJ, Merrick Garland's DOJ, and Biden's
DOJ, warned a January 6th defendant Tuesday that his sentence would not be reduced regardless of the Supreme Court's decision in a coming case related to a statute he was charged under. So the statute, the law they are charging him under, the Supreme Court's looking at it now.
Right.
January 6th defendant Anthony Williams asked the court in February to grant him bond pending his appeal in light of the Supreme Court's decision to take up Fisher v. United States, which challenges the scope of an obstruction statute used to charge him, along with hundreds of other January 6th defendants. The DOJ warned in a court filing Tuesday that in spite of the pending case and an appeals court ruling finding it wrongfully lengthened January 6th sentences by applying an enhancement for interfering with the quote-unquote administration of justice, it would increase its sentencing recommendation on the remaining counts to maintain the current sentence length. The government respectfully submits that Williams nevertheless cannot show that there is any likelihood that the outcome in Fisher will result in a reduced sentence to a term of imprisonment less than the total of time already served plus the expected duration of the appeal process. The DOJ said that the government's sentencing recommendations likely would be different in the absence of a conviction for obstruction of an official proceeding in violation of blah, 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 and could include a request for consecutive sentences to account for both the severity of Williams' conduct on January 6th and for the aspects of his conduct and history that the court originally found warranted a 60-month sentence.
Sounds like they know they're fixing to lose, so they're trying to intimidate everyone they can, because they are going to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, even, I don't know if you saw, some more tapes came out. Some more behind the scenes came out. So they're going to lose, but it just...
Yeah, so if the Supreme Court finds that actually, no, you have been abusing this statute, giving these lengthy sentences under the obstructed justice, that they're now threatening all these January 6th defendants that if you're trying to hang your hat on that Supreme Court ruling challenging this particular law, 151, 2, Chapter 2, whatever it is, they will seek more time for you.
So if you fight for your freedom?
Yeah.
But Joey,
and this is how it works.
What we do here in America.
This is how it works. No, no, no. How it works is we're going to threaten you in a ridiculous manner so you do a plea agreement.
Here's the issue I have.
Don't take them up on the pleas. Make their asses go to court.
Make them go to court. But who's the we? That's the problem I have. When something when anything happens and there's a Republican involved, boy, they got name, address, serial number, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Whenever it's a Democrat operation, all you ever hear is we, them, and they. If you start releasing some names, I guarantee you they will start to fold like the cheap things that they are.
Well, and speaking of Merrick Garland, and maybe pressure would do that, Eddie, but speaking of Merrick Garland, oh, he came out with a big announcement today about, you know this company, Apple?
I'm familiar.
States and the District of Columbia sued Apple in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey for violating Section 2 of the Sherman Antitrust Act. Over the last two decades.
One of the dumbest pieces of legislation ever put in place.
He's still mad he didn't get that Supreme Court knowledge.
So they're suing Apple for antitrust. Why?
Decades. Apple has become one of the most valuable public companies in the world.
Yep, so we got to wrap
it up.
Its net income exceeds the individual gross domestic product of more than 100 countries.
Good.
That is in large part due to the success of the iPhone, Apple's signature smartphone product. For over a decade, iPhone sales have made up a majority of Apple's annual revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Apple's share of the U.S. performance smartphone market exceeds 70%, and its share of the entire U.S. smartphone market exceeds 65%. Apple charges as much as nearly $1,600 for an iPhone.
For a brand new one.
But as our complaint alleges, Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits, but by violating federal antitrust law. Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law. We allege that Apple has employed a strategy that relies on exclusionary, anti-competitive conduct that hurts both consumers and developers. For consumers, that has meant fewer choices, higher prices and fees, lower quality smartphones, apps, and accessories, and less innovation from Apple and its competitors. For developers, That has meant being forced to play by rules that insulate Apple from competition. And as outlined in our complaint, we allege that Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse.
What?
Apple carries out its exclusionary anti-competitive conduct in two principal ways.
Okay.
First, Apple imposes contractual restrictions and fees that limit the features and functionality that developers can offer iPhone users. Second, Apple selectively restricts access to the points of connection between third-party apps and the iPhone's operating system, degrading the functionality of non-Apple apps and accessories. As a result, for most of the past 15 years, Apple has collected a tax in the form of a 30% commission on the price of any app downloaded from the App Store, as well as on in-app purchases. Apple is able to command these fees from companies of all sizes. Apple has also suppressed the emergence of programs like cloud streaming apps, including gaming apps, as well as super apps that could reduce user dependence on Apple's own operating system and expensive hardware. And as any iPhone user who has ever seen a green text message or received a tiny, grainy video can attest, Apple's anti-competitive conduct also includes making it more difficult for iPhone users to message with users of non-Apple products. It does this by diminishing the functionality of its own messaging app and by diminishing the functionality of third-party messaging apps. By doing so, Apple knowingly and deliberately degrades quality, privacy, and security for its users.
And there's the rub right there. I smell a frickin' rat. You could not like that Apple's gotten so powerful, right? Oh no, they won't let me sell my third-party app on their platform. But that last part, I don't know if you heard it, Eddie.
All I could hear was...
He goes on to say, Apple knowingly, deliberately degrades quality, privacy, and security. I think that's the tell. Now, what the government wants is all this open infrastructure so it's easy to spy on your ass. It's already pretty easy.
But not only that.
And they can force even some of Apple products, but they don't like somebody who's providing extra and limiting their ability to collect things. Yeah?
Not only that, it goes back to TikTok. I can't beat them, I'll sue them. Can't beat you, I'll sue you.
When are we going to take on the government's monopoly power? You know, there's an old joke, Eddie. There are three prisoners in the United States. They were all jailed for economic crimes of violating monopoly laws.
Mm-hmm.
First guy said that he charged higher prices than anyone else, and the government then accused him of price gouging and profiteering.
Right.
Second guy charged lower prices than anyone else, and they accused him of predatory and cutthroat pricing. And the third guy said that he charged the same prices as everyone else, and they accused him of collusion and price fixing. It's almost like the Soviet Union. You know the Soviet Union joke? Three prisoners in the gulag there in the Soviet Union. The three find out why each of them is there, talking to each other. The first said that he came late to work and was accused of cheating the state out of labor. The second guy said he came early and was accused of trying to outcompete his comrades. The third guy said that he came to work every day and exactly on time, and the KGB accused him of owning a Western watch. The point is, and it's a sick joke, is they create rules that can be arbitrarily enforced through their monopoly power on law and violence.
And they can break them anytime they want. There's
and
no
they do it all the time.
That's right. It's only on you. Only
I'm
on you.
I'm tired of this crap. It's a distraction. Oh, Apple has, so much more money than 100 nations. Well, Google's too big, too. All these companies are too big. Well, number one, they are all working for you.
That's
essentially.
I don't understand.
And number two, it's rich to hear whether it's Elizabeth Warren or any other senator or member of the House of Representatives complain about Elon Musk or these big companies having
They have hundreds of billions of dollars. Hey, what's the budget for the federal government? And by the way, they've come up with a genius idea to fund Ukraine. Hey, you know those assets we froze for Russia that was overseas?
Yeah.
We'll just seize it. So if you're not under the thumb of the West, why do you want to play ball with them anymore? Well, because they still have good products, all sorts of innovation and the smart. Well, that seems to be going out the window.
Thank you.
We're abusing the monopoly privilege, and it's going to bite us in the backside. Fierce. But of course, it won't be the elite a-holes like Merrick Garland who actually get bit. It's going to be everyday Americans. And it's all going to happen under the name of protecting you.
I don't want their protection.
Crock. Lying shame. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they're great over there, right, Eddie?
Of course they are.
Yeah, Kim, some of my favorite Madeline, people. Fantastic folks. And they can help you out there if you're looking to buy a home.
Or refinance.
You know, veterans. Hey, veterans. You know, we sometimes hear about how bad sometimes the VA hospitals can be.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about the VA home loan programs,
Best game in town.
Now, the deal is your average lender or broker may not know about all the latest VA stuff. Or it could be a big company that don't even want to mess with it at all. But they are VA home loan certified there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So, again, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, they know the latest. And, again, these are benefits you earn through your service. Don't leave money on the table. And if you maybe were told something about VA home loans, just throw it out the window. Call Alabama Home Mortgage. Ask them. They're the true experts. So, again, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, especially if you're a veteran, call Alabama Home Mortgage today. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline, prove that to you today. Let's go to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hola.
What up, dog?
You know, another day in paradise.
That's a beautiful day.
If I can get outside, I'm doing house chores right now.
I got you.
Got to play catch up.
Gotcha.
You know, Joe, you kind of beat me to the punch with the spying aspect. They're mad any time anybody else tries to take your Fourth Amendment away. They just can't handle it.
That's their job.
No, they don't like competition. You know,
right?
They got some kind of balls. You know, talking about competition when, you know, they do things like take over Social Security and they try to take over the health industry and they take over national defense, which that was only one of the things that they're actually prescribed to do. They're kind of, they got a real set on them.
Yep.
And the bad thing is we're to the point now where how do we get it back? It's gone so far for so long. What do you do? People think this is how it's supposed to be, and
right,
you know, and until people are actually contributing to the system and get in life where you have a home, you're trying to start a business, you know, you go around and see, you know, places outside of your little circle of influence and start seeing how badly we're getting screwed, you know, nothing's going to change. But at that point, what kind of change can we affect?
Right.
You know? Because voting doesn't work because they'll just make the vote what they want to, and I don't care. You know, they have more power in local elections to rig them than they do national elections. And, I mean, they pretty much pick which one of the national people they want us to have. You can have this guy or this guy. It's not a true choice.
You're exactly right, Eric.
Yeah, the illusion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a... That's what a lot of this is. It's just a construct that... You know, they got us in a playpen, and they throw in what toys they want us to have, you know, perform what punishment they deem necessary. And you've got little to no say about it because they'll beat you with everybody else's tax dollar.
Right.
You know, they can litigate you for years and years and years on end until you're destitute. Doesn't bother them a bit.
Nope. Well, and, you know, maybe Apple is up to no good, but this is the game they always play. They find some bad guy to go and use as a scapegoat while they're seizing more power, not actually protecting you in the process.
And our government's not white hat.
You know, Eric, as I was cutting the yard this morning, got up early and got it done once the dew dried up, I was listening to a song, and I think the refrain goes, if you look, you're sure going to find, throughout mankind's history, a colonized mind, the one in